Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic. This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
The countdown to the trade deadline continues. This is Tim McMaster. As The Athletic's Ken Rosenthal was breaking the news on Twitter that the Padres were close to a deal to acquire Max Scherzer, The Athletic's Bridger Rowley, Eno Saris, and Andy McCullough, along with Michael Beller, were hosting a Twitter Spaces session on the deadline. Here's their real-time reaction to the news that Mad Max is joining the Friars.
Our own Ken Rosenthal is jumping in and breaking some news on us right here. We're talking about Max Scherzer. Ken's got the Padres acquiring Max Scherzer right now.
I was wrong.
As all three of us just projected, it was the Padres. Thank you for listening. This is why we are the go-to place for baseball analysis.
I'm sure AJ Preller was calling all the three of us, and we were busy with this.
We missed some texts.
Do you think Preller's crazy enough that he might have been listening on like an egg account and be like, all right, I got to do it. Throw in Hassel.
All right. Well, I guess the thing then, if it is the Padres, then they must have gotten the Nationals to throw in some money.
Yeah,
because they don't want to go over that luxury tax, and they have about $7 million, and Scherzer costs $10 million. So I guess they just upped the prospect they were going to send back and got some money.
Well, Scherzer, wait. Scherzer's got a very interesting contract status, you know, because essentially all of his money is deferred money.
I know, but it's still a $10 million cap hit.
So there could be some money coming back. But like the interesting thing with the Padres to me is that you can never rule out one, AJ Preller ever. And two, the Padres had multiple guys there in Philly today to watch Max Scherzer. And you might think like, all right, why did they need that? I think all they needed was a sign off that he was healthy and able. And, you know, maybe they already had this in place or the framework in place before the game started.
I have to give Preller credit for just like refusing to look at the standings, I guess, like, because this is like, you know, like, the odds are they're going to be in the wild card game. And I guess it's nice to have Max Scherzer start the wild card game. But like, you know, God bless him for going for it.
Five and a half back coming into today. Just for reference, Fangraphs gives the Padres coming into today, obviously pre-Max Scherzer acquisition, an 11.4% chance of winning the NL West. So you were thinking 1-10, a little bit better than 1-10 coming into today. Now Max Scherzer, I mean, how much does one pitcher move the needle as good as Scherzer is? How many starts is he going to make over the second half? It's something to think about. Obviously, getting beyond that wild card game and chasing down both the Dodgers and the Giants would be huge. It's almost trite to say it because just how great it would be to avoid that coin flip game and get into the actual playoffs and not have to win one game to be there. Any of you guys want to go out there and say, all right, the Padres are going to win this division now?
Nope.
No, not yet. I don't think so.
I've been saying it, but I feel wrong. So I've been wrong just now about them getting him. So I'll just say it again. I just think that sometimes the Dodgers look old to me. And so I think there's an opportunity there with injury but then they're also going to restock. So they're going to get somebody too. And it's an arms race now. I kind of wonder the Giants' best asset is they have all this money and they haven't jumped in and used it yet. So I still think Kimbrel to them, and then maybe one of those other Cubs as well. Maybe a package deal.
Yeah. To me, this feels like a big miss by LA. Andy, I don't know if you have any thoughts by that, but you know, you lose Dustin May. You've had injury issues with Clayton Kershaw this year. You probably aren't getting Trevor Bauer back this year. I felt like they really needed to get Max Scherzer, and I wonder now, do they go out and pull out all the stops and try to get Jose Berrios from the Twins? Because he is probably the guy now that all these teams losing out on Scherzer are going to fight over.
Yeah, I mean, Berrios is definitely the prize now. I think in terms of, like, how good he is, there's a significant gap between him and Max Scherzer. Kimbrel also makes a ton of sense because that would clear up, you know, obviously their closing issues. But, yeah, I mean, I do think it is a bit of a miss. But also, you know, like, there's still a day to see, you know, what they do with it. And they can probably, you know, they have the sort of assets that they can pry a lot of players who maybe aren't even theoretically, like, on the market from teams. But, yeah, like, you know, when you're given the chance to get Max Scherzer, you should probably do everything you can to get him. He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer. It's a pretty good guy to add at your team here at the deadline. Padres doing just that and now looking with a pretty fearsome rotation. You already had that, but you add Max Scherzer now to that mix, and a team that maybe can bully its way to the top of the NL West, but if it can't, the team certainly no one's going to want to see in the playoffs.
Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headline section for much more on this story, and to hear more, ask your Google Assistant to play news from The Athletic. You can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to save 33% on an annual subscription to The Athletic. As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.